We're starting today Daf Chav Zayin, and we're starting from the last three words on Chav Vav Amud Beis. In the middle of talking about Matnas Kohuna, that is the Isser of a Kohen HaMaseyeh Beis Agronis. And there's basically like three different categories of Matnas Kohuna, Matnas Levium. There's, you know, the Tua, grain, which is Maestros, Shumas and Maestros. And then there's like Azroi L'chaim V'keva, that happens when you shech the animal. Then you have Bechar. Those are the three type of categories. And all those things, the Kohen is not allowed to help get his Matana. He's not allowed to do it. He's not allowed to work and say, you know, I'm going to work for you and you give me the Matanas. V'kulon, yesh bam tayves hanah, l'baylam. And all Matnas Kohuna have tayves hanah. Ketzad, Yisrael shehifresh truma mekaryav. A Yisrael that was mafis truma from his kree, from his pile of tua. U'motz Yisrael echad, and Yisrael, one of Yisraelim found him. Yisrael found him. V'amaloi, heilucha sela, here's 100 bucks. It's no ben beat the kain. My edim is a kain. My son-in-law is a kain. My son-in-law is a kain, and he's, you know, give it to his children. Give it to the children of my son-in-law, my grandchildren. He goes over to the Yisrael who has a big, you know, farm. He says, here's 100 bucks. Give it, you know, what's the difference to you? Here's $100 and give it to my grandchildren. Mutter, it's mutter. That's what it means, Tevesano. Tevesano means that the owner has, he can sell that right to give it away. He can sell, he make money off that. It's called Tevesano. But a kohen is not allowed to go and give you money to give it to a different kohen. I can't say, here's $100, that kohen needs the money, please give it to him. You're not allowed to do that. Why not? Why can't you do that? You're not doing it for yourself. What's Maseil Vesgronis? Explains Rashi, the reason is because it looks like kohen Maseil Vesgronis. You see the kohen coming, it looks like he's doing it for himself. What? Right, you can't do it. You can't do it to the Adams then, because if you're a kohen yourself, there is a problem of kohen Maseil Vesgronis. Sveik the Gemara, Vitana, why is the Gemara going to give example of this Tevis Anah only by Chumas and Maestros? Why didn't say Israel Chayim Vakeva also? You go over to the guy and say, here's $100 and give it to that Kayan. You know, Yisrael goes over to the other Yisrael, here's $100, give it to that. Why did say only by Chumas and Maestros, not by Bechar and Israel Chayim Vakeva? Vitana, my time, like Kama, Matnas Kuna. Amalach, why didn't say all the Matnas Kuna? Amalach, Chuma, Kusha, Gufi. Too much is kedusha guf to keep in loy maschela loy osel mitibay. It's not shayach to be mechalal chuma. You can't make a pidyon on chuma because so, he understands that because kedusha guf. So therefore, if someone gives money to the Yisrael to give the chuma to his grandchildren, the grandchildren are not going to think that it was nifta because with the money because they understand kedusha guf is not nifta. Kim loy maschela loy osel mitibay. Honey. But Israel Chaim Keva and Bechar, since it's only Kedusha's Domim, like upon him, if it gets a mum, Bizman Azeh by a Bechar, and Israel Chaim Keva is Pashto's only Domim, also the Mitta behind, the grandchildren are going to think, Dovah Mishkushayo Abazuzay, that the Bar Mishkushayo Abazuzay, that it could be paided, and it was Nifta on the four Zuz that the grandfather gave. But also the Minig behind Minig the Chulin, they're going to eat it like Chulin. What does it mean to eat it like chulin? So Rashi explains, it means they're going to eat it without being roasted and without mustard. The halach is, when you eat these matnas kuna, including zeroy l'chaim v'keva, you have to eat it a special way. You have to eat it b'tzli u'v'chardel. And they're not going to do that. And therefore, we don't allow giving money to someone to give his own grandchildren who are kahanim. One Yisrael can give Yisrael to give his own grandchildren matnas kuna because we're scared that they're going to think that I was nifta on the money. So the only time Elijah told us no is only on Chumas and Maestros. Tosfos speaks out, Chumas and Maestros do not have a din l'mashcha l'gdula. They have to flee with chardel because it's only said by basar and not by tvua. This whole din of l'mashcha that's only said by basar and not by tvua. Zok the Gemara, Amar Rava. Chumas chutz l'aretz. Chumas chutz l'aretz is only the Rabban on the Gachuma. Ein ba mishum koyin ha-mesayaya beveis hagronis. There is no iser for the koyin to work for the Chumah. This is the holding coin of Maseiah is grown only by real Chuma, by Chuma de Raisa. Chuma de Rabbanon, Chuma's Chutz La'aretz, is no problem of Koyin Maseiah is grown. Rav Chama, Yavla Shame, Rav Chama Taka used to pay his Shamas was a Koyin, and he used to pay him with Chuma, Chuma's Chutz La'aretz, even though he's working for it. There's no problem. That's not a problem. Alma Shmuel, not a cool of a Chuma's Chutz La'aretz, a Marduk cool. Alma Shmuel, Chuma's Chutz La'aretz, Betela Beroiv. You allow the Mevatlet Beroiv. And Rav, Mevatla Beroiv, Va'ichla Beit Masa. Rabba used to mevatel b'roiv, and if you eat it, be made tumasa. So there's a few chidushim over here. First of all, usually truma needs 101 to mevatel it. Needs usually 101 to mevatel it. And here we're saying that it's batel b'roiv. Truma's chutzaris is batel b'roiv. And Rashi learns even to eat for a zar to eat it. Even for a zar to eat it, it's not a problem. You can mevatel it b'roiv, and even a zar can eat it.
You gotta go mix it up together, lahedya.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. It says clearly. It says let it mix it up lahedya. That here, it's by the rabbanon. You let it do it. Some first of all, the some on the yom hold that you mevatel chila by the rabbanons, and here especially it's ikra the rabbanon. So therefore, you can mevatel b'roiv. Especially in this case, that's ikra the rabbanon. You can mevatel b'roiv. That's especially the halacha. So therefore, we let him mevatel b'roiv. And now, so it's two chakulos. First of all, that you don't need 101. Also, you can do lechatchila. So we're saying Rashi holds it's lazar. Tosfos holds only for a kohen tamei. You're allowed to do this. And therefore, the shach learns that even if you want mevatel lechatchila, it's only for a kohen tamei, not for a zar. But like upon him, the law is you can mevatel shumas chutzaris b'roiv. Rabba mevatel b'roiv. Ba'oichel evei tamasai. Rabba used to do this. Rabba was a kohen. Rabba came from Eli, was an enikel from Eli HaKoyin. And Rabba used to mevatel b'roiv and ate it b'mei tamasai, his chuma that got tame. Rav Huna b'rei de Yeshua, k'mishram le chamra chuma, if he landed up with chamra the chuma, of chuslars, obviously, have a rami tray, not the chulin, he said take two spoonfuls of chulin, v'chadonot la chuma, one spoonful of chuma, and mix it together, now it's two against one. Then v'shokal cha, takes one out. And then Mekan Ve'elach, Rami Chad V'Shakal Chadah, he put in one thing of Chuma and took out one the whole time, and we can assume that you always have your Yerayv, which is another Chiddush, that even though it could be after a while, there won't even be any Chulin left in there, because you're putting so much Tomei in there, but still, it was Mekal even at that it kept him being bottled. You see how cool the Chuma's Chutz La'aretz is. And you should know, this Gemara is very, very Negeya Os. It's not Negeya Os Gemara, right? So it's very Negeya Os, happens to be, because Chala, Chutz La'aretz is like Chumas Chutz La'aretz, the same exact idea. And the question is, if someone's mafresh chala, then it gets mixed up back into the dough, what's the halacha? L'maisa we pass in that it asks the whole dough and you have to be shoyal on it. But there is a shita, I think it's the Rambam, I have to look it up, I think the Rambam holds that it's batel b'roiv, just like Chumas Chutz La'aretz is batel b'roiv, same thing chala is batel b'roiv. And if it gets mixed up, it's like a bottle. It's like a bottle, you keep it in your chala. So this halacha is very, very negedic halacha when you learn Hilchos Chala. Vamashmul, not a halacha which is negeya chuma, it's also negeya chala. Vamashmul, chuma's chutz la'aretz, there's no din tevel. Oichel v'hoylech, you can eat it, v'achach mafresh, and you leave over something to be mafresh. And again, this is negeya chala, this is halacha l'maisa by chala, that if someone's wife baked chala, you know, made shlissel chala, she makes chala, and once you have shlissel chala, she forgot to take off chala, because she forgot about that. And you're sitting on chala, you know, sitting Friday night for eating the fish with your chala over there, and you chap, that you forgot to take off chala. So what do you do then? You can keep on eating. Keep on eating, and then leave over something, and after Shabbos, you use that for challah. That's the halacha. It's halacha right here in the Gemara. That it's not a problem. Shumas chutzar is oichel v'hoylech v'achakach mafresh. And then you could be mafresh it afterwards. Noch halacha. V'ma shmua. Ain't shumas chutzar is also negei challah. Also, ain't shumas chutzar is asura. V'ma shmua. Ain't shumas chutzar is asura elev mishu tumma yoytza law of megufay. Chumas chutzar is only usher for someone who the tumma comes out of a gufa. It means like this. Shmuel is saying a tummy mace or someone's tummy sharetz is allowed to eat chumas chutzar. And same thing by chala also. Chala chutzar, you're allowed to eat it. Besides, for something that's tumma yetz magufa. What's example tumma yetz magufa? It's a zava, anida, a balkari. All those things are called tumma yetz magufa and they cannot eat Chumas Chutzlaretz. But if the Tommy Mace, they could eat it. And even that Isser of saying Yetz Magufa, but not really by Achila, it's only by Achila. Avmanagia, less than Ba. But touching the Chal is not a problem. That means even someone who's a Nida or a Balkari is allowed to touch Chal. Omra Vina Hilkach, Nida Kaitse Chal, Va'oichala. She can, you know, make the Chal and cut off a piece of Chal. And va'oichelah kohen katan. And kohen katan can eat it. Why could kohen katan eat it? Because he's not valkari yet. So, but they need to touch the challah. So he's saying it's not a problem. If you like a kohen katan, if there is no kohen katan to eat it, it means it's only people who is Baal Keri. I go to the mikveh. It's a good question. There's no mikveh around, and the god can't go to the mikveh. So there's no way anyone to eat this. Shokale b'reish masa. You take the challah with the end of a shovel, or maybe the article has a different title for the word b'reish masa.
Tip of a poker.
Because it's like a thing that you turn over, everything. It's like a long stick. And v'shadi b'tanaru, and you throw it into the tanner. Now, why do you have to use a long stick? So Rashi learns the reason you use a long stick is because you shouldn't touch it. But we just said you're allowed to touch it. So the Tosfos asks Rashi, you just said you're allowed to touch it. So Rashi sounds like very good. You know, if you get out of it, try to get out of it. But it doesn't sound like that. It says, nechatrila, need to go make challah. So Tosfos learns the reason you take a long poker is because you want to burn it very well. So you have to stick it deep into the tanner. You need a long stick. V'shadi b'tanaru. V'hodo, you take challah again. Shouldn't forget the whole day of challah. But eichel lo kain gadol. Kain gadol eat this even if he's a bal keri. Why? Because the second challah is not a real challah, and therefore he can eat it. So ad kan this gemara with challah with tumah yetzav gufay, and we're saying that Tommy Mace Shmuel saying is could eat it, but a tumah yetzav gufay cannot eat challah.